AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Memphis, police video has been released of five officers confronting and beating Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month.
You might get sprayed.
Footage from one officer's body cam shows Nichols being held on the ground by two other officers. He's then pepper sprayed. The beating went on for 3 minutes. Nichols left slumped over. In a statement, President Biden says he's outraged after seeing the video and joins Nichols' family in calling for peaceful protest. Demonstrations were being held in Memphis and Washington, D.C. A video has been released of the attack last year on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband. It shows Paul Pelosi fighting with his assailant for control of a hammer. David DePape has pleaded not guilty. Here's an excerpt of an interview he gave police after the incident.
Do you regret that you did this?
No, it needed to be done.
The Drug Enforcement Administration quietly ousted its former top official in Mexico last year. Nicholas Palmieri removed for socializing and vacationing with lawyers for narco traffickers. Inflation and consumer spending cooled in December, prices up 5% from a year earlier. Shelley Adler has more.
While the Fed series of interest rate hikes are slowing the economy, Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group, says it's a good news, bad news story.
For consumers, it does mean that inflation is slowing, so that is certainly good news. And we also see household incomes still going up, even after adjusting for inflation, so that's good news. But I think that the risk of recession is pretty high this year.
The Fed will meet next week. The Commerce Department says spending for the final 2 months of 2022 were the weakest in the last 2 years. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, the third winning week in the last four. This is AP News. For the first time in history, women hold all four of the top positions on the House and Senate Appropriations Committees.
Kay Granger is the new chair of the House Appropriations Committee. She remembers men would avoid asking her questions about government spending and would speak to other men in the room instead.
I found it surprising there were so few women. I just didn't think about that.
The top Democrat on the committee is Rosa DeLauro.
We didn't get here because we are women.
DeLauro says these women lawmakers have deep knowledge, skills, and experience.
Effectiveness of knowing how to get a policy over the finish line.
Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Patty Murray says her office in the past has been inhabited by numerous men who smoke cigars.
Everything was decided in the middle of this table. I think it's pretty amazing. We are at the middle of the table now.
Also, Shalanda Young is the first black woman to lead the Office of Management and Budget. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.